plus minus.
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
Tim Kawakami deserves all the credit then.
Plus minus.
Curry driving again.
Tell Marcus that he asked that question about my defense. Do you hear that, Marcus?
Anthony, you know me well, buddy. Y'all have a great night. I think you got the highest plus minus in the season in NBA history.
This is a historic Warriors plus minus. We haven't had one of these since June of 2022. This is a Warriors plus minus episode following a Warriors road win streak.
You know, wow. They did win two straight road games this season. I don't know why everyone keeps floating.
Why, where? Thing. Really?
Yeah,
where?
Go to the schedule. They won in Cleveland without anybody, right? Ty Jerome, you remember that
and
game?
Then they came home. Yeah, but it wasn't back-to-back, though. It wasn't
the games were not back-to-back, but then their next road game. It was against the Thunder.
Yeah, that don't count. That don't count. Why not? We're talking about
two straight road wins.
I guess technically the finals wasn't back-to-back because it was game four and then game six.
There you go. So everyone want to move goalposts. I'm looking right now. It was.
Yeah, I do remember that because that's the game they didn't play anybody and they stunned Cleveland.
And then they started their next road trip in Oklahoma City, won, and then lost 11 straight road games until these last two. So, yes. Can they get it to
count,
three,
bro.
Though? That's the big thing. To me, a winning streak. Have you ever seen, I think it's either Major League One or two, but, you know. That's two in a row. Three is a winning streak. I think you don't get a winning streak label until three. And that means they would have to win at Denver on Sunday, April 2nd.
So will they go an entire season without
a true road winning streak?
A real road winning streak?
Probably, yes.
Either way, it feels like maybe they finally showed up. Maybe at the time it felt like it wasn't going to happen. They've decided, all right, let's remind everybody who we are. Now, it wasn't pretty by any means, and it was against a Dallas squad that didn't have Kyrie, but, you know, they didn't have Andrew Wiggins. But, man, there was something different about it. Like, as Kevon Looney said, man, we've lost this game before this year. Like, earlier this year, we would have lost this game. Swag is a little
several
different.
Several times.
Several times, right? 29 times.
You know, they go to the rim late and Curry gets the layup, and it makes you think back to all the times. You know, remember Steph Curry and Charlotte blaming himself for hero ball? And,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we can go to the Utah game where they blow that 4-point lead in the last 7 seconds. Or remember their offense down the stretch in Minnesota when they, you know, blew like a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter when D'Angelo Russell was still on the Timberwolves? They have screwed that up many times. They even had a game in Dallas. I don't know if you remember their first game in Dallas this season, where Steph Curry traveled twice. Remember, he shifted his pivot foot twice.
Yeah,
and that was a game where there was like 12 travels total called. It was when they were cracking down.
They were going crazy with the travels.
But,
you
know, that was a late game screw up, a late game turnover. They continue to find creative ways to screw up late on the road this season. And last night they didn't. Like, that was really sharp execution down the stretch. I mean, that last play was, I think, a good design or strategy, which was to get Maxi Kleber and Luka into the action. You had Draymond sealing off Bullock, and then you had, and I know you wrote some about this, but I mean, Draymond just had some huge stops down the stretch. That felt a little vintage too, right? Just like bowing up when it mattered most, sealing the game, and they did that.
We all know Draymond about March starts turning up, right? Did this feel like, okay, Draymond has turned up, but it doesn't feel like he's played poorly in the way that, you know, we've seen him like not look good and all of a sudden look good. But it just felt like that was the Draymond that infects the game, right? Like when he's doing stuff, like everywhere, every play that happens is Draymond in it. Did it feel like we just hadn't seen that? Maybe we've seen it, but it just wasn't so effective as it was. But I was thinking about that, like, I don't think he's been playing terrible, but that we haven't seen that in a while.
No, remember, what was it, last season or a couple seasons ago, he had those like, he had like 7 game-winning stops, right? It was like last 10 seconds of a game. I remember one time he like stripped Giannis in a game in Milwaukee.
I think he got Jokic one time.
Yeah, they kept trying to like ISO post him up and he kept getting the stops and like basically then coming out post-game, like, why would you do that? So it felt a little bit like that. I don't even know what, like, yeah, I guess, you know, you go for the quick two, maybe, you know, I was kind of surprised Dallas went to that late, but to your point,
I mean, he gave it to him, right? Like, he was like, that was, to me, that was the greatest, you know, me, the OAU coach, they topsided Dallas up three. It was like, yeah, go ahead, you can have the two. You know, this team would have been, but
yeah, you almost, like, they might have fouled too. You're right. They might have done the foul up three. It was a big game, right? There was high stakes in this game. Draymond knew that. This was a 4-game swing in the standings. There's only 8 games left. So I do think his focus level defensively was more keyed down the stretch. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is funny you mention that. I do remember one of the Durant seasons when they had really kind of been on cruise control all regular season.
2019 or 18-19, yeah. Right?
And then there was like a mid-March, late-March game in Houston that they won. And Draymond was great in it. And then post-game, we were doing the interviews outside the locker room because there were so many reporters around those Durant teams. And it was a big game, right? Those were the Harden Rockets. And he came out and people thought he was going to do an interview, but he was like racing to the weight room. And he's like, no, baby, it's March. I need my post-game workout. It's March. I got to turn workout, up right yeah. now. And yeah, that was, I remember being introduced like, oh, okay. Like this is how he operates. So yeah, I think there's a little bit to what you're saying, but also I think Luka just biffed a makeable layup because he was exhausted. He played 41 minutes and he hadn't played for the first time in a week. No Kyrie, zero rim protection on Dallas. The Warriors had, I believe, a season high 12 dunks, and Kuminga had 5. Like, think about Steph kind of gliding to the rim late. There's just nobody there for Dallas. So I just think it was kind of a bad Dallas team, and they barely survived. So I'm not ready to proclaim, like, here they come, but Draymond looked good.
You are so jaded. You have been jaded by this 500 season that you didn't see this coming, huh? You didn't see this galloping toward the finish line that's about to happen.
They have not. I will give them their credit, throw them their flowers, whatever you want to say, when they get to that 42nd win. But until they disqualify 41-41 as a final record, I will still believe that's the final record.
That might happen this homestead to me. Yeah.
You know what, you're right. If they go 4-0 on this homestand, they would get to
42 wins. Yeah, they've had better wins against better teams, right? Like, they've beat better teams in Dallas.
Memphis shorthanded a couple times. Yeah. Boston at home was,
yeah, Boston one. Yeah, to me, it wasn't about like Dallas being, ooh, they beat Dallas, right? But it was the first time, not the first time, but like the most significant time this season, they've risen to the moment and got the game they needed to win. On the road. But also, like, some of the things look like they're coming together. And one of them is like Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, he had an incredible road trip. And I wonder if it's probably this catch-22 scenario, but man, his three ball looks so smooth. But does his three ball look so smooth because he's like playing the right way, figuring it out? Like, he's attacking the rim. Like you said, he's got so many dunks. When he gets that step, he's taking off. Except for there's a few times where he's driving and then kicking out, but he's just been aggressive, like getting in the paint. And as a result, maybe his three point looks smooth, or perhaps because his three pointer feels good, he feels good.
I agree with that side of it. I think when the three's feeling good, he's like not thinking as much. But you know, like, he's 13-26 from three in whatever it is, 8 or 9 March games. He's 50% from three in March. You go back to February, he was 37%. He's now 36% on the season from three. And he was 34-35% as a rookie. Like, the guy's actually been like a solid three-point shooter. What's interesting to me is like how little fear defenses have in it. And like, he can be shooting 36% from three for the season and have been hot lately. And these teams still just sag way off it. Part is it's because they're scared of him going downhill, but also I just think there's a belief that that really mucks up the Warriors' offense, because it has. You know, it's why I think Steve Kerr.
Well, he's not the one the offense is designed to get threes for.
It's also why Kerr's been reticent to play him next to, you know, Draymond and Looney. He would theoretically be your Andrew Wiggins replacement in the starting lineup, right? Especially the way he's playing, where you go just Steph, Clay, Kuminga, Draymond, Looney. But they don't want to play Kuminga Draymond and Looney together, because Wiggins is much more of a three than Kuminga. Kuminga's a four. But the way he's playing, if he is going to hit shots like this, and defense is going to keep gifting him those shots, and he's still going to find ways, like five dunks last night, the confidence level he's playing with, the way he's getting out on the fast break, the way he's defending, that was the big thing on Luka last night, even team-wise. You're going to want to play him more, right? I mean, in a rotation that includes Draymond and Looney starting together and playing a certain amount of minutes together, can you get Kuminga 30 minutes regularly? Would you be comfortable playing those three on the floor together at the same time?
Nah, but I think 25 good ones will work, right? Like, they figured out a way to get them between 20 and 25. And, like, here's where I could do it. Like, second half, fourth quarter, when it looks like Kuminga's in one of those rhythms, right? Maybe he's hit a couple threes already. But mostly, if he's over for three and he's seeing that as an attack, then that's the Kuminga that I like. Like, he's been doing that. The corner threes he takes, though. It's the corner ones he's like, yo, I got these. There was one where the pass was off and he, like, reset, took a little reset dribble, hit a corner. They're like, yo, what are you doing? Jonathan, who are you? Klay Thompson over here? It was like, just the fact that he had the moxie to take it. But you can feel it from him. You can feel that level of confidence. You can just feel when he's feeling good. And I think you can use that as the barometer for when you play him with Draymond and Looney and when you don't. That's what I tried. I'm like, yo, Kuminga's in his bag. Let's go with it. But generally, I wouldn't do it. The reason I'm tempted is not offense, though. It's because, especially on the road, the way he pressures the ball out front, and you saw him, like, he was doing the old school, I'm putting my hands behind my back and I'm guarding Luka, right? Like, Slater, that's how I used to do little brothers and stuff, right? Like, you'd be like, man, I don't even need my hands, I'm just about
to guard. It's either that or it's the way you had to defend Harden, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Like, I'm not gonna foul you, but to say I'm going to stay with you without making myself wide, I'm gonna make myself skinny and I'm still going to stay with you. But if you got that, and just, you know, turn you. You got that. You got Draymond. You got Looney. That feels like
the trio really that they now love lineup to play, apparently, because the numbers are great. Oh, man. But it's Kuminga, Draymond, Lamb.
Draymond, Lamb, yep.
Yeah.
But the problem with that, with playing Kuminga in that situation, is you can get, in most scenarios, Dante as that ball pressure role with Looney as the, like, the back line of defense, and Draymond is to kind of go all over, help everywhere. That kind of trio, ball pressure, anchor, and then the master helper, Draymond. Yeah, yeah. That is how they were so great defensively last year, but it was Wiggins, right? GP2, Draymond. So I do feel like they can recreate that, but it just feels like a very dominant defensive proposition with Kuminga out there, like, pressuring the ball full court. But you can also get some of that for Dante without losing the shooting. So I just don't know you need to do it. You know, you don't need to put three non-shooters out there. But I feel like if you give him 25, man, we've come a long way on Kuminga, bro.
Yeah, the one thing I would say is, like, he's had these stretches of games before. You know, you can go back
his whole career.
Yeah. Well, as a rookie, he certainly did. But also, like, think about this season. Remember one of the stretches of road games I was talking about earlier, the game they actually gave away in Utah that they should have won. One, he had like 20 something points. And remember him guarding Jordan Clarkson down the stretch? He got Jordan Clarkson ejected because he stopped him at the rim. Remember Jordan Clarkson put up the fist to fight him after?
Ready to fight.
He blocked his shot, baby, in isolation. Like, he was great that night, and he, like, that was part of, like, a six-game stretch where, you know, the podcast, the stories being written, everything was like, Jonathan Kuminga has figured it out. So we've been here before with, like, the, you know, you got to play him this amount of minutes. He's solved it.
Is it different, though? The difference is, he's a 20-year-old who's going to have a bad spell. Steve just got to stick with him through it. Like, that's just the bottom line. Like,
well, Steve has a difficult time doing that.
Yeah, he does, but he don't have much of a choice now.
True, but, you know, these are high-stakes games that are only getting more pressurized coming up. And, like, people forget, they tried to start this guy in the second round against Memphis. Not only tried, like, they did. How many straight games was Jonathan Kuminga starting in the second round of the playoffs last season for a title team? But they pulled the trigger quick because, like, He wasn't attentive. He was taking bad shots. Memphis was sagging off and you know, clogging up the lane. And there are going to be those games. What if they play the Lakers in a play-in game, let's say, and you know, the Lakers' strategy is to just completely sag away from him, and Jonathan Kuminga kind of hesitantly misses his first two threes.
But then you got to play him because you're going to put him on LeBron.
But that's when maybe you don't take Kuminga out, you take Looney out, you know, whatever. So, I mean, I generally agree, but I also just don't, am not trying to plant my flag.
This is a song we've heard before. I feel you. So then we shouldn't be excited about Moody? Why is Moody, like, usable in Dallas?
That's just maybe it's a matchup thing. It could be a matchup thing. He was pretty good last night. He had the pump and go from the corner where he scored. And then the next possession, he hustles in transition, drags a defender that gets, Looney a dunk or something like that.
They also don't have, like, dudes who kill you off the dribble without Kyrie, right? So that's kind of his problem.
I think Moody has decided, and this is like, you know, I have not asked him about this, but it just seems like he's decided, I'm going to hustle, like, I'm going to turn up the hustle, you know, toggle to 10. And he's just, like, sprinting up and down the court. The way he goes after rebounds, like, it's kind of reckless. It's lost them a few rebounds. He'll fly into a crowd even when sometimes, like, somebody on his team is going to get it and just, like, whack it away because he wants to be, like, part of the fray. Last night, well, remember he had that one where he was falling down.
And,
like,
yeah.
That was actually kind of a bad play. Yeah, but...
Yeah, it was.
But it's part of this idea that I think he's deciding, hey, if I'm getting 8 minutes, I'm going to, like, go all out in those 8 minutes. And he's been better.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I've been trying to eat in more often lately, so I signed up for Home Chef. I've had a few packages come in, and being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over all the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, even for someone like me who isn't making it onto Top Chef anytime soon. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what you're making ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals, plus free shipping on your first box, and free dessert for life at homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert.
What do you think about Moody, though?
I just think he should be playing. I feel like he should be playing.
Over?
I don't necessarily think over anybody. I just think, like, he should be in the rotation. Well, we get to the part now where you kind of got to trim it. And if you have Wiggins, no. But as long as you don't have Wiggins.
It's March 23rd. And my sense is Gary Payton II will be seen before the end of March. And if it's not before the end of March, it's early, early April. But Gary Payton will be back soon. And that adds.
And that's going to take a lot of minutes from somebody because Steve loves him, you know, rightfully so. And Steph probably won't be able to play without Gary Payton next to his by his side. That was a inside joke at there.
People listen to our last podcast.
Oh, that was here. Huh? So I think Moody's good for games like that where you need a lot of bodies. I still think, especially considering what you will be asking them to do, it's good to not run these guys into the ground, right? It's good. Like, it was great to get that win in Dallas where guys played 34 minutes, right? Draymond played 24 minutes. That's it, right? Like, if you can do that, you should do that because you're about to ask them to go on another, like, jaunt. And while it looks like they might not be in the play-in, they still might be. So I just feel like you got to buy minutes.
That's a huge deal, by the way. Not even just because, like, hey, obviously if you're in the play-in, like, your season's on the line, you got to win a game. But if you escape the play-in, you now get a full week off, right? Because you play your last game, whatever it is, like Saturday the 10th. And then the actual playoffs don't start until the following weekend. You get like a full week of rest and practice times.
The tournament is 11th to the 14th, right? So, and the season ends on the 9th or 10th. I think it's the 9th. And then the playoffs start on the 15th. So that's a full.
And you might not play till the 16th, days. Right? If you're like the Sunday game. It's how they got Steph Curry back in the lineup last year. Remember, he didn't play at all to end the season. And then he used that week to, they could do like really deep, dense practices, a couple of them. So that's important. They need to. And I also would say last night's win, if they lose last night, they are on a path
to
the play-in.
They're probably locked in.
They win last night. Now they're on the path out of the play-in, unless the Oklahoma City Thunder got something to say about it.
Or Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, they play both of those teams at home in the last 8 games, and they're 2-1 against both. So you win, you know, you get the head-to-head tiebreaker. If you win the Timberwolves game and you win the Thunder game, you're getting out of the play-in. Like, you're going to be a top 6, maybe 5, because no Paul George and the Clippers are maybe heading towards a slump.
If they somehow ended up in the play-in, what they have done at minimum is given them chances, themselves a really good chance to be the 7th seed, right? It's looking pretty hard to fall to 8, assuming they're like remotely decent at home. And 7 plays on 11th, and it'll be at Chase. You win that, you still get 4 to 5 days before the next. So that might be the best world outside of not.
And you probably get Memphis at 2, by the way.
Yeah, right. You're going to need those 5 days. So, yeah, they're not out of the woods, but all right. Serious question. If you're Joe Lacob, do you want to be 7 or 6?
I think you want to be 6 because I think 6 is more likely to get you more home games, more rounds.
Get you past
it,
to the
it gets
first
you a
round,
higher percentage of going deeper and potentially even.
I don't know,
finals.
6 against the Kings, 7 against the Grizzlies.
I mean, John Morant's back now and he looked good yesterday. And Memphis is like, Memphis without Ja has like crushed him in Memphis 2 straight times. So I understand. Look, no Brandon Clark, no Steven Adams. You know, Adams, maybe you'll see again. They're thinner than they were last year. They're beatable, I believe.
You like, you don't want to do that again, though, huh?
But that's tough. That's a tough matchup. And Memphis is playing good right now.
They're a good team. They're a good team. I thought last year they could have beaten the Warriors. So it'd be tough to go in there again. But I also do feel like if the Dallas win is a sign that all right, they're in it now. I think the Warriors could go get a game there.
What if you either don't have Andrew Wiggins or you just like don't have a version of Andrew Wiggins?
That's a tough proposition, man. But you do have Kuminga,
Gary Payton,
and GP too.
Who, by the way, remember he was considered a huge part of the series last year for a game and a quarter before Dylan Brooks.
He was. Y'all don't like being guarded by GP too, like. I feel like, I mean, I'm biased later. I want Warriors Kings.
Just for travel purposes?
Yes. Y'all don't understand. I hate to be this way, but man, it is so hard to fly in and out of Memphis. Like, if you start your playoffs like that, yeah, that's just not cool. Give me Kings, man. Give me Kings.
To be honest, it is lining up that I would say the most likely, as of today, the most likely matchup would be Kings at 3, because Kings are really settling into the 3 because Memphis is creating some separation and they're like 5 up on Phoenix. So they look very much like the 3 seed.
They look pretty much locked in.
And with yesterday's win, to me, the likeliest seed for the Warriors is at 6.
The tough part, though, is, man, what's going to happen with the Clippers?
So So the Clippers are now only a half game ahead of the Warriors. Huge Clippers Thunder game tonight, by the way. Especially with the Thunder. The Thunder is now 1 game behind the Warriors. If the Warriors leap the Clippers, then you're talking about 4-5 at 5 Phoenix?
Phoenix, yeah.
Is that what you want?
Is that what
There might be some seeding. You know, the Warriors are not in a position at all right now to, like, pick and choose if they
but
should
if
win
they
a
game. Get to the last 2 games, like at Sac, at Portland, or at Portland, it's like, do you want to win this game or not? That's where
and then the Blazers will go, the oh, you think you don't want to win this game?
Yeah. We're going to find five fans to come play for us.
Guard this Drew Eubanks post up real quick.
You know, I wrote about this too, but like you get to that Warriors at Kings and it's essentially entrenched that you're playing the it's Kings Warriors in the first round. Does Mike Brown say, hold on, man, I'm not showing you nothing. Because you know Mike Brown's already like, man, I don't want to face the Warriors. Not for our first time, right?
Yeah. And not only do you just like, you probably don't want to face them matchup-wise, that would just dampen Golden One Center's like heat, right? Because there'd just be too many Warriors
fans. There'd be so many Warriors fans. Vivek would probably be on 20. Right? It's like, man, I got to deal with my boss. Like, you know, if we lose this series, you know, so like, you're like, can we just get somebody else? I just feel like Zach might say, man, I'm not showing you nothing. Like, there's a real reality that they might play two teams that are not playing for their final two road games. I'm just like, eh.
So Clippers without Paul George the rest of the regular season, and, you know, Kawhi still probably needs a little bit of rest throughout, you know, in the final nine. They have the Thunder tonight, Pelicans and Bulls at home. Those are two winnable games at home. But then at Memphis, two straight road games in Memphis, at New Orleans, back home for, you know, a Lakers, one of those LA battles with the Lakers, by the way. That's another team,
you know,
look out below right now, the way they're coming up. Portland should be very winnable considering their – and then their last game of the regular season at back-to-back at Phoenix, April 9th. I think the Warriors definitely have an obvious path to leap into fifth. But again, if Kevin Durant is back, and I have no reason to believe he wouldn't be, that's
– There are concerns in Phoenix, though. Like, there are concerns. Like, when does KD come back, and how well do they hold up until he's back? Like, they've lost, they've had some bad losses.
Austin Reeves just put it on him last night.
Reeves cooked it, bro. Man. Reeves, dude. Jeez.
Oh, let me ask you then, what's more appealing? You're the 6-3 and you're going to Sacramento, or you actually get all the way up to 4, because by the way, the Suns are only at one game ahead of the Warriors right now, and you do play Phoenix, but you're on the home side of the bracket. You're the 4.
I'm taking home all day.
Okay. Yeah, especially with their home road splits.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking, give me 4 home games. Yeah, I'm taking it home.
You sound like Joe Lake. You know what? Like, that actually, gate, you know, money? What? Game 1, how 2, 5, and 7, gate money?
Actually, you know what? That's a great question, because one of the things I've thought with this team is this is like kind of where they are now. Like, they don't have the intimidating factor anymore, right? They don't have that, here comes the Warriors, we're going to. Yeah, you're shaking your boots, right?
Like, I think that you might have a little of that in a playoff series.
In like, a play, that, but that's what I was thinking. In a playoffs, if you're going on the road to start a series, knowing if we get one, we win this series.
And it's really game one, right? Like they did in Memphis last year.
Like Memphis, absolutely. We get one, we got them, right? And now we put them on a panic mode. Whereas if they're at home, they win two games at home. Like, you know, that's what you were supposed to do. But, or if you end up getting upset, now you got to go on the road to try
it's
to
It's always it. Challenging when it's 1-1 switching locales in a playoff series, because that game 3 crowd is confident. And that like first quarter, you can just get crunched in. Where I do think the first road game is easier when it's 0-0, so series just starting.
I want to see what Sacramento, if I'm the Warriors, I want to see if Sacramento's about this life actually. Like, yeah, here comes Steph Curry for game 1 in your building. Like, yeah, I mean, all that little 130 points a night, top scorer, I got that. Will the shots fall when the Warriors are in your building? Half the crowd is in blue and gold, and you got to beat the defending champs 2 times.
What's that pre-series scouting meeting like? Are they just like, we're leaving Barnes?
who wants it more? Like, if the Barnes would come out with this like incredible series, just to like
Harrison Barnes just shoots like 52% on 9 right? threes a game.
He makes every three he missed in the 2016 finals. He goes 27 for 32 instead of 5 for 32. Yeah, I mean, like that'd be the revenge of the Black Falcon. I think their biggest question is, what are they going to do about Fox? Like, that that would be the question.
That's where you need Peyton, right?
That's where you need Peyton. That's where you need Wiggins. Great to have Wiggins. Yeah, that's where great to have Wiggins. If you got that, and you know, Kuminga, you saw Fox, you might solve a bit of. Nah, Sabonis, you got to deal with that. He's a handful. Draymond's
guarding Sabonis. Yeah. Looney's guarding Sabonis. I mean, the Kings have two things. Like, their offense is going to score points in the playoffs. And also, they've been the best team in the conference on the road.
Like, yes,
they don't just have this, like, Golden 1 center magic. Like, they have translated everything to the road this season. Let me go look right now.
22 and 14
on the road. 19 and 18. The Clippers is the second best road record in the conference, tied with
the Nets. You see the Grizzlies' road record? 14 and 22.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, not great. I mean, like, Suns, 15 and 22. Like, they're the Kings are the one really good road team in the West. Like, in the East, you got Milwaukee, you got Boston, Philly. Like,
if the Kings didn't have the lack of playoff experience and just the reputation of being the Kings, like, their profile would scream like somebody the Warriors shouldn't want to play, right?
No question. No question. They got too many places to can burn you. But you're banking on, y'all ain't do that in the playoffs.
You're banking on, like, the intangible stuff. You could be correct.
It's a real thing. But also, if they come out and win that series 5-1, or 4-1.
5-1.
You like, I don't know, right? When that series 4-1, you like, uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Kings might start looking really good at that point. It's like, yo. they're still the same team in the playoffs. They don't seem shaken. Golden 1 might be lit, though. I don't know. I think the Warriors are just going to be tough. And I like that idea of them going into a series. To me, that's where it's like, oh, man, we got to deal with these dudes. And now home court advantage probably doesn't feel so grand. And you've got Draymond, you've got Steph, you got Klay playing the role of, you know, spoiler in that sense. I kind of like that setup. I think that'd be good for them. It'd be great if they're a 5 seed going to Phoenix. What's the better matchup? Like, just matchup.
I think the league would love at some point to get Warrior Suns, and if that has to be the first round for them, then so be it. Durant against the Warriors in the playoffs is, like, needed before this era dies, I think. I mean, I don't think that's who the Warriors should want, but as a viewer, as somebody following the sport, covering the sport, I think that's rich with storyline. I mean, you get the Klay, Devin Booker aspect. You get the Steph, Chris Paul aspect, and then obviously just Durant against the Warriors aspect. I like it. That is actually probably the series I would want to see. And you can't guarantee it's coming later, so I think to just get it as the 4-5 winner against the Nuggets would be intriguing.
Be very intriguing. I'd be with it. We got to talk about this homestand before we get up out of here. Philly, Minnesota, New Orleans, San Antonio. That's got to be 4-0, right? I mean, they got to get over the Sixers.
That's a tough game Friday night.
That's a tough game. It's a tough game. But the Sixers, they can lose, right? We've seen them drop games, especially games they probably shouldn't drop.
Embiid is sniffing the MVP, though. And Embiid...
And they're like, they're 3 games out of the first, but they're like right on Boston's tail. Boston's been losing a bit. Philly's like, I think they've won 9 out of their last 10 or something like that. But they're like clipping on the Celtics' heels. The Celtics are super struggling right now. So, I mean, and the difference is 2, you know, or 3, right? I don't know if that's that big of a deal for, I don't know if they're running from anybody to get to Miami at the 7th seed. Presumably Miami, but you know, you just want to finish as high as you can. So they got something to play for. In other words, they got something to play for. They're healthy. That's going to be a tough game. But to me, if they get that, then are you now like, here they come? Are you more convinced if they beat Philly at home?
Are you saying here they come like they're title contenders again? Because I need to see Andrew Wiggins before I say that.
Not so much title contenders, but like more,
you don't want to see them.
They're finally playing. Yeah, more. They're finally found their groove and they're playing like the best basketball they could play at this point without who they have.
This has been their trend the last now. This would be a third straight regular season if they finish strong, which is figuring it out down the stretch. You remember the 15-5 run, the 6-0 that got them into the play-in two seasons ago. Then last year, I think they won their last 5-0. Six and actually got into the playoffs hot, right? Poole was playing well. Clay had a really good finish. So it's kind of what they've been. They've struggled in the last few, like February, Marches, and then found it right as April arrived. So I guess it wouldn't be too big of a surprise.
I'm just trying to get you to get on board, man.
I'm not on board.
I'm trying to get you to become excited about this journey to June.
I'm not predicting a journey to June. I am predicting some wins down the stretch because the Spurs, the Pelicans, the Blazers. The Saturday night game, though, Embiid left their last game with calf tightness. He didn't play in the second half. Now, they were blowing out the Bulls as precaution. Sounds like he's probably playing Friday night. But that's a key factor because if he's playing and he's motivated, as I expect him to be, he wants the MVP, and I think he knows he has spotlight games coming up. I believe he plays Giannis and he plays Jokic coming up. And he knows playing the Warriors, people are watching. I assume it's an ESPN game, NBA TV. That's their toughest game on this homestand. So that's the one. You're saying if they go 4-0 on this homestand, would I be ready to declare them back? No, but I bet they'll be the fifth or the fourth seed if they go 4-0 on this homestand.
Yeah, I do think they need Wiggins, though. I do think that's a big deal.
Anything else?
Nah, I'm barely awake.
All right, let's get this guy out of here. We're going to maybe I can convince Marcus to do a post-game podcast Sunday or something like that.
Yeah, I'm a post-gamer. I like the post-games.
I don't blame you.
These early mornings.
We can hear you yawning. This is thrilling stuff.
Right? Sounded so exciting. My fault. All right, until next time. The next time we talk to you, the Warriors will be the 3 seed in the West. Slater called it. It is booked.
Nah, 3 seed is almost impossible at this point, sir. You can be the 4 seed, not the 3.
It's not happening. Yeah. Other teams will win games, so we'll see if they're the play-in Warriors or if they are the playoff Warriors. Until then, we'll holla. We'll be right back.